You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cora Zanowski in for Chad Hartman on this Friday, this sunny, warm, nice Friday in May, finally feeling like summer out there. We talked a lot of Timberwolves last hour, so we're done with that for now. But look, I have never voted for Trump. And at one time, I probably had what his supporters might refer to as Trump derangement syndrome. I'll fess up to that. Okay. But after he won the election so easily in 2024, I decided for my own mental health, I wasn't going to get upset with every little thing he does. I just wasn't going to do it.
Okay.
I've made an effort to find some humor. And I think some of the things Trump does are really kind of for humor. For example, when he, I don't know whether he put the, when he, show the picture of him where he was dressed up like a pope. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
You know, I mean, that's kind of funny, I think. I think it was, I got a kick out of that. I don't know if he did it or his staff did it or somebody else did it. I thought that was funny. In fact, and the fact that he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't really care what it's called. I mean, it's that doesn't seem, you know, it's as much touching America as it's touching Mexico. It seems like a reason. Now, when you don't let an AP writer come to your press conference because the Associated Press made a decision to keep calling it what it really is called, the Gulf of Mexico, that's going a little too far.
That's
fair.
But
the mere suggestion on it is okay. I mean, so I'm trying to get some parts about it that I like. And when you think about it, I don't know if you heard the speech he gave to one of the military institutes graduations.
West Point, I believe.
And he was talking. Did you see the one where he's talking about the trophy wife? He goes off on a riff about how he has a friend who has a trophy wife. No, she's a trophy wife. She's you know, you don't want to do that. It's not that good. I mean, I don't do a very good Trump imitation. You know, he's a very easy guy to impersonate, but I ain't the guy to do it. And I mean, you're just listening to that going, this is Saturday. Why can, you know, Saturday Night Live can't make fun of him because you don't need to exaggerate things to make fun of him, right?
It's true.
I mean, what he did, they got the dogs, they're eating the cats. I mean, you, that's, if he had never said it, if he had said something about, oh, they're really, you know, let's say he didn't say that. And then Saturday Night Live had him saying that, that would be funny. But how can you be funnier than what Trump actually says? How can Saturday Night Live be funnier than what Trump is at? The dogs and cats was funny all by itself. Okay. I'm just saying.
Others, it was very serious.
Well, it wasn't true.
But
if we're gonna sit there and say we're gonna get mad at Trump every time he doesn't say something that's true, you're gonna get exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got to kind of accept Trump for who he is. Okay, and unless he's really trying to do some crazy stuff, which he is, you know, then I'll get worried about it. But I'm not gonna sit here and so I'm trying to get over the Trump derangement syndrome. But you get the point. So to steal a line from Kenan Thompson of SNL, let's play "What's Up with Trump."
Okay,
what does he say? What's up with, what is that, the Kenan Thompson one? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
This is what's up with Trump. Okay. I wish we should have gotten the music for it before. It's probably trademarked or it's probably protected. But remember his claiming that the Haitian immigrants in Ohio were eating the dogs and they're eating the cats? Well, the U.S. Supreme Court this morning lifted a lower court order that kept humanitarian parole protections in place for more than 500,000 immigrants from four countries, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The court also allowed the administration to revoke temporary legal status from about 350,000 Venezuelan migrants in another case. Now, the Supreme Court's order is not a final ruling on those matters. It just means the protections will not be in place while the case proceeds. It now returns to the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. And since I'm a lawyer, I can explain this.
Please do.
The plaintiff said, hey, he doesn't have the legal right to do this. The statute upon which he's relying doesn't give him the right to pull these protections. That's what they argued. And they went to you go to the trial court level. And this is federal court. So you're going to go into the federal court. That's where all the cases start. And you're saying, look, right now Trump is doing this. He's already pulled this protection. Mm-hmm. We need you, court, to say he can't do it, that he can't do it. In other words, you have to maintain the status quo that he can't do it until the case is resolved. And if he wins, then he can do it. If he loses, he can't do it. But in the meantime, these people would suffer irreparable harm. For example, they would not be, a lot of them will be deported and they'll be gone. And now you're not getting them back. As we've seen, when Trump deports somebody, they don't come back. Okay. So a lower court said, no, we'll give you the injunction and we're going to say that until the case is over. So they're not saying Trump was right. They're not saying the plaintiffs are right. They're saying until the case is over, and that could take years. Until the case is over, these people get to keep that protection. So the U.S. Supreme, then it went to an appellate court and they upheld the injunction. And then it went to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court lifted the injunction. So now it's going to go back to the appellate court and see what happens there. But it's for now it is lifted and Trump can do whatever he wants from these people. Now, remember the 747-8 jumbo jet that Qatar, is it pronounced Qatar?
I go Qatar.
Qatar? Qatar?
It seems like that's what we went with during the Olympics when it was there, right?
Qatar. Is gifting remember the jumbo jet that they're gifting the U.S., which happens to be in the United States now? Well, the Washington Post is reporting that it was Trump who originally asked that Qatar donate him the plane rather than Qatar offering the plane. So Trump, again, says, oh, they just offered me the plane. No, they're saying, no, you asked for it, mm-hmm. but we'll give it to you.
Not quite as kind of a gift as he made it seem to be.
It seems like maybe he really wants, I don't know what. I can't imagine a president. All the time I've never heard of a president asking some foreign leader, I would like a jumbo jet.
It doesn't happen often.
No. No, I mean, that's it. I know that there's a lot of people arguing. For example, we got to give the other side, Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed, the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Now, he's a Democrat, so you know mm-hmm. what's coming. Slammed the move, arguing that using the plane as Air Force One would pose immense counterintelligence risks. By granting a foreign nation potential access to sensitive systems and communications, this reckless disregard for national security and diplomatic propriety signals a dangerous willingness to barter American interests for personal gain. I have to admit, it seems a little odd to me that Qatar is going to just give him a plane and that they don't expect something in return. I do not even pretend to be educated enough on whether or not the law allows for this or not. I've kind of read both sides of the thing, and frankly, I'm just too exhausted to really to understand it. But the whole fact that he goes and asks for a plane, and then they give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, security risk, it would seem to me that now, whoever, I think the Department of Defense is who has the plane. I mean, this is aging myself, Rockford Files, he'd go and they bring those little things around and see if there's bugs in your lights and stuff.
Sure.
It's going to take a while to go through that plane and make sure it wasn't bugged in some fashion.
Feels like you got to strip it down to the studs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you kind of do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Kind of do. Okay, what's up with Trump? How about this one? RFK Jr.'s food, the mistakes in the... You heard about this, right?
Yes, I
did. The White House downplayed questions about its flagship report on children's health, but edited the document Thursday after authors listed in the paper... After authors listed in the paper that they proposed confirmed it cited studies that do not exist. They cite studies, and the people that they said had those studies says, we don't have, those aren't our studies. That's what's going on here.
This is the big Make America Healthy Again report last week, talking about food and prescription drugs. And
look, I said this when I did Jason DeRusha's show a few weeks back. I am, one thing I like about RFK, because it's something that I've done recently in the last 6 months, is I've really started to eat just real food, not any of the processed crap that is killing this country and making this country obese. And if you look at this, our country is allowed to have so many chemicals in foods that many other developed nations do not allow, that if RFK Jr. can, this is to tell people, I'm not just against people that Trump appoints. I think RFK Jr.'s got some problems. But on this one, I really like that he's pushing that, and I hope it works, because it would help our country a lot and would drop down the amount of money we're spending on healthcare and everything else. So that would be great. But yeah, the highly anticipated Make America Healthy Again campaign report was released on May 22nd. But authors and publishers of at least four studies listed in the original document told AFP that their organizations were credited with the papers they did not write, or that it never existed. Now, my favorite thing that's happened to Trump in the last couple of days is, we all know, you know, Trump can dish it out, right? He has a nickname for everybody.
Yes, he does.
And he says terrible things about everybody.
Yes, he does.
But he can't take it. He's very thin-skinned. We know that. He dishes it out. But like, I've been known to give people some crap sometime. And so if they want to dish it back to me, I feel you got to kind of take it.
That's fair.
But Trump dishes it out. And in fact, remember when there was the Atlantic reporter who was copied on those text messages?
Yes.
And basically, remember, he saved Trump because he didn't publish them until Trump himself put him out there to say, see, it wasn't secret. Then he was invited to the White House. That editor, who Trump called every name in the book, was invited to the White House, kind of like a Bill Maher thing. When Bill Maher went, and this guy said, you know, I didn't agree with what Trump said. He goes, but he was very charming. He said, he kind of said, you know, I got to do those things. So Trump, he calls this guy every name in the book, invites him to the White House, and then makes up with him. I mean, but Trump in this case, you heard the term taco?
Taco.
Did you hear the taco thing with Trump?
I don't think I did.
A reporter this week asked Trump if he was aware that investors that are engaging in taco, T-A-C-O, trades, it stands for Trump Always Chickens Out, boosting the large tariffs.
Yes, I
did.
He
called it a nasty question. What happens here is the taco trade, which is short for Trump Always Chickens Out, is a tongue-in-cheek term coined by Financial Times columnist Robert Armstrong. It has been adopted by some analysts and commentators to describe the potentially lucrative pattern in which markets tumble after Trump makes tariff threats, only to rebound sharply when he relents and allows countries more time to negotiate deals. So Trump did not take that well.
No, he did not.
And of course, internet undefeated, because someone dressed him up as a taco, you know, on the internet. So that was good.
A nasty question, I believe he called it.
Finally, there's a couple more, but we're just, this is just what's up with Trump. Which, if I did the show every fact, if I ever get a news show, this is going to be a regular thing. What's up with Trump?
You might
in kind of a whimsical way, not to get too deep. So we all know he's going after Harvard, right?
Oh, goodness.
A federal judge yesterday issued an injunction blocking the Trump administration's efforts to prevent Harvard from enrolling international students, and he's tried to pull their funding and other things. A lot of people think it's because they didn't let Barron in. A lot of people think it's because he couldn't get in, and who knows why. But it's obviously a personal vendetta. But I got to say on this one, I do not like Trump bullying a college university. But if they're going to bully somebody, I'm glad it's Harvard. And I will tell you why. They have an endowment that has $53.2 billion.
That's a B.
That is obscene. And look, they're not alone. Yale has $41 billion. Think of all the money. Think what that money could do. And what is Harvard, when Harvard gets a new, there was a podcast by, oh, the guy, I love the guy, Revisionist History, right book, he wrote Blink. This is what happens when you get to be 65. He's a famous guy. I've heard him speak. Maybe someone in the text line can help me here. But anyway, and his podcast talked about, and he went to Harvard, and Harvard got like some rich guy gave him like $500 million. And guess what they used it for?
Malcolm Gladwell.
Guess what Harvard used it for? It used it to take their already best students and give them even more stuff instead of maybe going and maybe giving some scholarships to maybe some poor people. So $53.2 billion. Oh, you lost $1.7 million because you can't get these students. I'm sorry. I have no, absolutely zero empathy for Harvard. It's obscene what these colleges do. Okay. When we come back. So many people are taking advantage of retailers' lenient return policies that it's costing those retailers a fortune. Are you one of those people? We'll talk when we come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.